Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. Ramadan is the breeze of God's mercy. Many understand the fact that life without this blessed month would be spiritless and frosty. Ramadan is the month of worship. Worship is the way to be the good servant of God. This is the ultimate goal of creation. If one worships God honestly, he will seek help only from him. It is said in the Quran, "Does not Allah suffice his servant?" No doubt, God has power over all things. Thus, even if we call the prophets and imams, in fact, we ask them to intercede for us as they have high status with God. It is a Quranic principle to seek the means of recourse to Allah. This is clearly mentioned in Ayah 35 of Surah Ma'idah. In view of this, we take recourse to the pure and good servants of God while trusting in Him for our problems. In this part of the program, let us touch upon the laws of fasting for travelers. A person who travels in the blessed month of Ramadan should break his fast if he shortens his daily ritual prayer. In other words, if his journey makes him shorten his 4 rak'at prayers into 2 rak'at ones, he cannot fast any longer. Most of the jurisprudents say that this distance is 4 to 5 kilometers after the last buildings of the city of residence. However, if he travels the distance while intending to stay at least 10 days in the new place, his prayers are complete and he cannot break his fast. A person whose job is traveling or has to stay somewhere for a long time to study, his prayers are complete and he should fast. If a traveler arrives in his birthplace before noon, he should fast provided that he has not done anything which nullifies the fast. But if he arrives in the afternoon, he cannot fast. Meanwhile, if a person leaves his birthplace in the afternoon and goes more than 4 to 5 kilometers from the city, his fast is correct. But if he leaves in the morning, his fast is nullified. This distance of 4 to 5 kilometers is called Hadd Tarakhus. It is the distance when the last buildings of the city are no more visible or the sound of azan or call for prayer cannot be heard. The point to note here is that the traveler cannot break his fast until he reaches the mentioned distance. Therefore, he cannot eat breakfast or anything else as soon as he decides to travel more than 4 to 5 kilometers. Dear listeners, you may have heard this ayah of the Quran. Call me so that I answer you. Here God has guaranteed that he will answer the call of his servant. It has been mentioned in many narrations of the Prophet and the infallible Imams of his progeny that no prayer is left unanswered if the caller appeals to God sincerely and with pure intention. Yet, this does not mean that whatever we ask God, He will give us at once. God is wise and has created the world wisely. He knows what is good for us and what is bad. May things that we ask God are not to our benefit. Here, God postpones fulfilling our call. In another hadith, it is said that God does not meet the servant's call because He has saved for him much better than that in paradise. Anyway, praying and supplicating while fasting is highly recommended because the servant is closer to God. The Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, says, "The prayer of fasting person is accepted at the time of iftar." As you know, iftar means breaking the fast. Imam Kazem, peace upon him, would use any opportunity to pray and worship God. He was imprisoned at the dungeons of the Abbasid tyrants for at least 7 years. Some historical accounts say that he was imprisoned for 14 years. Imam Kazem spent these years in shackles and chains, but he never forgot to pray and supplicate. He would seek help from prayer and fast as it the Quran recommends. The jailer of the prison in Basra said, "I tried to listen to Imam Musa Kazem's prayers. He would just ask God for mercy and forgiveness and used to repeat these words. My God, you know that I had asked you to grant me a quiet place for worship. Now I thank you for preparing such a place for me."